Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll discuss the past 2 weeks of the show. The show is interactive. Feel free to call in at 914-338-1239 or join us in our chat room. You must register to post in the chat room. Don't forget to add us as a friend to be alerted to future shows. Check us out daily at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. And we have the Queen of the Night with us today. Hello, Queen.
Hi, Diva.
Hi.
Hello.
And we have Fancy Face.
Hello.
And we have Saddle Shoes.
Hi.
Better late than never. I thought we were going to make it.
You made it.
Okay, before we start talking about days, since we're not doing a Halloween show, I was wondering what your favorite Halloween memory or costume was. So go ahead, Fancy Face.
Favorite Halloween costume I've worn?
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, ever? Oh, geez. Well, I was Dorothy from Wizard of Oz last year. That was kind of fun.
Ah, that's cute.
It was an uncomfortable costume, and the slippers kept falling off my feet, and carrying this basket with this stuffed Toto was interesting, but my daughter loved it, so.
Aw, that's cool. What about you, Queen of the Night? Favorite costume or memory?
I was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh.
With the green face and everything. I did that 1 year, yeah. Kind of ties in with Thor, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Saddle Shoes?
Well, mine is a memory. One of the ladies who was one of my master teachers, she was a lot of fun. She taught fifth grade. And every Halloween she does this, she tells the kids for about a week ahead of time that her sister is going to come in for Halloween and teach the class, her identical sister, who she doesn't have, of course, and dresses up like the Wicked Witch. And she plays her sister for the whole day.
Oh.
It's incredible. The kids adore it. I started doing it about 3 years in a row. It was a lot of fun.
How about you, Diva?
My favorite costume was my mom made me a Raggedy Ann costume.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, she made it. And my favorite memory, though, was when I was older in high school and I was toilet papering houses.
No.
Yeah.
We've all done that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I did 3 houses in 1 night. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Got caught, though.
That's a lot more fun than having to clean it up when they come to your house, especially if you live in a big house.
The trick is not to get caught.
Yeah, my house was once, so it wasn't too bad. So, yeah, I just thought I'd go there since we're not doing a Halloween show. Okay, so the show this past 2 weeks. Anything that jumped out at you that you guys thought was really stunning the past 2 weeks?
I think I liked Ari Zucker and Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Her scenes were very amazing with every character that she was in with, whether it be Chad or EJ, Sammy, Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, I
really
missed the scenes where
job.
She tried to seduce Chad. Were they funny?
Yes.
Or were they played to be serious?
Actually, I think the actor, he's kind of grown on me and didn't like him at first, but I think he did a good job with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny,
kind of
and I'm
funny.
Glad that they brought out
funny.
Her locker room Lolita past in the scene, you know. And
yeah, the buffer
and it gives them more justification to why Chad would want to take Sydney away. It's like, you know, my daughter's stuck with a porn queen star, you know. So that gives more justification to why he's acting this way, because I always have a problem. I've been having a problem with why this kid, you know, who's having trouble sticking out in school and seems to be kind of on the irresponsible side, why all of a sudden is he so hot to, you know, tie himself down to committing to a baby? It just seems to me, I mean, maybe I'm just being a chauvinistic pig about it, but it just seems to me very, very hard to buy. But, you know, maybe knowing that she's in the hands of a
to hurt
porn
Mia.
Person,
yeah.
The only scene
And to hurt Mia, but it seems like that's an awful lot to chew off on yourself or to take on just to hurt somebody. Of course, he's also young and doesn't know, you know,
yeah, see,
what
that
really means. And Sammy, I did like the scene.
He doesn't know what he's in for.
Yeah, I did like the scene where Sammy tried to explain to him, you know, you're going to have the baby crying all night, you're going to resent the baby. If you really don't want this baby for the right reasons, you know, you're going to end up paying the price for it. I thought that was actually a pretty good scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her, Sammy and Chad's scenes were very good, too. I like them. And I enjoyed Maggie coming in and blowing Sammy's cover there. You know, Maggie. I'm enjoying
her
bodiness and everything. Yes, yes. She came in
but even though
she was being her nice self, you know, she's.
I don't understand why she's being so hard on Nathan and Melanie, though.
I don't agree with that either.
That seems like that's being a little too out of character for her.
They're adult. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much
like
of that,
17,
but
18.
It still doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, why would she had a romance where nobody, you know, believed in her except Mickey. So why would she be doing that to somebody else?
Exactly.
The only reason I can think it's she doesn't want, it's her grandson, and she knows he's going to get hurt because she knows Melanie really loves Philip.
So this
really
is the only
Philip.
Kind of angst that gets up with for Nathan and Melanie is her. That's bad.
Yes, that's about it. Yeah.
And they can't think of anything else to do with Maggie other than this. This is,
That's why I thought it was so wasted when, you know, there was the scene with Chloe where she finds out what Nicole did and that the biological parents are trying to take the father is trying to take the child away, and that would have been such a good chance for her to say, oh, you know, well, I've been through it because of Janice and all this, and at least let her talk about some of her own experiences instead of just always being the sounding board. You know, let us in on what Maggie's been through, you know. I mean, if you're going to give, you know, Suzanne Rogers is one of the main vets now. Give her something to do.
I just think that proves that they're not interested in giving the vets anything else but propping. They're all there to prop. That's their only.
They're doing a little bit better with
the vets on the show.
Giving them their own storylines a little bit with Kate and Stefano. I'm thinking it's going to be coming up more.
Well,
Vivian, Zach, and Victor.
I just think it's all going to be about EJ and Philip. In the end, but maybe not.
Oh, I think
I'd like to be proved wrong.
Yeah. I'm sick of Stefano always in the hospital bed.
Yeah. Although I liked how he was faking, being unconscious when he really wasn't, so he could call Nicole. That was so him.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Well, it's not hard to trick. Yeah.
What the hell was Lexi doing telling EJ that her father would never lie to him about his kid? I mean, come on. Stefano never lies to his children.
No, it never happens.
And Lexi, of all people, saying this. The one Stefano stole a baby for.
Yeah. Did you see when EJ said about, oh, what do you care about? Like, she's not your biological grand. You know, he says, you're all about that. You know,
yeah, I noticed somebody on a message board said, well, this would be the perfect time for Stefano to bring up how Tony isn't his kid. And I was thinking,
right.
You haven't figured out that the show has forgotten about that? They don't want that brought up anymore?
They don't want
Tony brought up anymore. I mean, here's EJ finding out about this lie, and he hasn't once gone back and remembered, oh, somebody was trying to tell me several months ago.
Yeah. Yes.
They're not going to remember any of that. And the super part is, neither is Stefano.
Oh, I still love that line, though. Oh, what was it about the bleach blonde bimbos?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
interchangeable bleach blonde bimbo liars.
That you get involved with, yes.
That you have babies with.
He's one to talk about the women he gets involved with, though. Come on.
Well, how many baby mamas does he have?
Every single kid has a different one.
Right.
Yeah.
None of his children have the same parent.
Yeah, and the only one he was married to was Daphne.
Yeah.
And
nope, he was never married to her either.
He's never.
So,
I don't think he was married. Like common law?
They changed that at some point.
Mm.
I don't remember when, but they changed it so they weren't married.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Speaking of kids, apparently Chloe can't have any, which saddens my heart.
Thank the Lord.
No Danlo baby.
Oh, they'll have a miraculous pregnancy, you know, 5 years
Dr.
from now.
Dan will figure it out.
Yeah, he'll
figure it out.
He'll solve it.
You think it's going to take them 5 years to get Chloe pregnant? I don't think it's going to take that long.
Well, if I thought they'd have a kid and then disappear, that would be great. But
that
no. Then we'll be forced to watch the kid kidnapped and every other possible scenario they can come up with, so they're front and center all the time.
Oh, Lord. Why are they putting kids on Dan and Chloe already? I mean, they haven't even really gone on a date yet. And they're engaged, and now Chloe wants kids. That just seems kind of bizarre to me.
Well, it kind of seems bizarre to me that she was interested in Allie. I mean,
Yeah, she always seemed to me like she thought Allie was kind of a, well, at first she thought Allie was kind of a burden, you know, kind of in the way, and then she sort of grew to like her. But I thought it was amusing that Dan and Chloe, you know, now this, you know, they got together, you know, basically just scrumping in the hospital and scrumping here and there behind Lucas's back, but they never really knew each other. And now they're actually together. They're finding out, wait a minute, we don't know who we are, you know, what we are as a couple. And so I kind of like that part of it because it's kind of an eye opener to them that, you know, sex isn't everything in a relationship.
Well, I would if I could stand watching them. They're as bad as Brady and Ariana to watch.
Oh, my God.
I don't like those two together.
Oh, they're awful.
No, there's no chemistry there.
The Diva mentioning yesterday that Ariana looked like a little kid with the gun. It just cracked me up. That outfit they had her in, hell, her boobs were practically falling out. And here she is standing with the gun.
She was holding it like it was hot or it was too heavy. I mean, you know. And in the bedroom, seriously, it looked like a 10-year-old girl's bedroom. You know, I was expecting little ponies or on the wall or, you know, like.
And why did they give her a gun that was so big?
I don't know. Maybe Daisy only owns one fake gun. I don't know. I mean, who the heck designed that set? I mean, oh my gosh. That's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh.
Yeah. Did they ever use that bedroom set before? Whose bedroom was that?
I don't know.
How they always reuse that? You know, I can't. It looked familiar at all.
I'm beginning to think when they lost their budget, they fired every hairdresser, every makeup artist, every set designer, everybody they had before, and hired a bunch of idiots because everything has gone downhill. The lighting, the makeup, the way they dress.
Oh,
I'm not sure who's deciding this anymore, if anybody is. Maybe they're doing their own hair. I don't know.
Oh, Nelson did have a blind item that one producer doesn't have rehearsals anymore because he's more concerned about the actor's hair.
Can't be Tomlin. It can't. Everybody's hair on the show is hideous, except maybe EJ, only because he got a cut. And I like blonde hair. But he looked terrible with it. And I do get annoyed when I hear everybody whining about everybody's hair all the time because some people mention it in every single post they do. But they're right. It's getting to be bad.
I can't stand it when the actresses have such long, like, bangs or whatever in front of their face that you can't see their eyes. Kate, you know, I love Lauren Coslow and I love the character of Kate, but sometimes you can't see her eyes because her hair is just all in her face, and it just seems to me like it's, you know, I don't know, video production 101 that, you know, you pull hair out of an actress's face before you put the camera on her, you know.
Well, Aries is the same way. Her bangs have gotten so long, they're below her eyebrows, and they seem to be getting caught on her eyelashes.
Mia's got the worst bangs. Mia's bangs are the worst. I mean, they're just way too
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's off. It's pretty easy to get. It's pretty easy when you watch Mia to get sidetracked with anything, other than what she's saying.
Yeah, because I don't care what she's saying. She did show some emotion though on Friday when she was kind of yelling at Chad about.
Really?
Yeah. She was crying a bit. Okay. She thinks about her kid every day. And she starts crying or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was crying. So I give her credit for crying. But Stefano was awake, though, thank God. Because, it's such a void without him. And that wonderful Kate and Nicole scene at the mansion. That was fantastic.
Yes, that's good, yes.
When Nicole was threatening to sleep with Philip and Lucas. I mean, that's a threat.
He already has, yeah.
Yeah.
Or has she? Has she been with
Philip?
No, she's never been with Philip, right?
No, just Lucas and Austin.
It's Luke.
No, so they're still wrecks.
Okay.
You know.
She never slept with Austin, did she?
Oh, no. They just kissed. Okay, they kissed. That's
yeah,
right.
They, yeah, that was. Yeah, it was kind of hit. Yeah.
She was a. You know, they were kind of a teasing
interest
for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So will Austin come back?
Oh no!
Don't even give anybody that idea.
Of different people returning now. Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Reese is returning to General Hospital, and he's Melissa Reese's husband. And Melissa was Jennifer Horton Devereaux on Days of Her Lives. So, do you guys think we might be getting Jennifer back?
You know, the way that marriage worked is he works and she stays at home.
Yeah. Well, I would love.
They might not be happy
is.
With that anymore.
Well, they're starting a talk show, aren't they?
Somebody and I heard today that James Scott's going to be one of the first interviews on their radio show.
Wow.
Oh.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, so I think that's off to a good start. I'm looking forward to their radio show. But, you know, they could do double. I mean, if Scott Reeve can do the radio show and do a soap, so could Melissa Reeve, and their kids are older now, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hopeful.
I'd love to see her and Matt come back, but I'm at the point where the writers are so awful.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I cringe at the idea of what they would do to Jack and Jennifer.
Well, you know, I'm at the point where I'd rather see awful writing with the actors I like than awful writing with the actors I can't stand.
Right.
I did read that Matt Ashbrook worked with Gary Tomlin on Search for Tomorrow. I don't know anything if, you know, they got along or not, but they did work together, so maybe that's an in for him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Or they could get on General Hospital.
That's right. I was seeing him on old. I had forgotten he was on General Hospital, and I was watching some old episodes, and he was on there as what was Steve Hardy's kid, Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. You could get Melissa Reeves on General Hospital, but you know that I kind of worry about because they did that with Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth Evans, and they had them on General Hospital. Never quite caught fire like Steve and Kayla. And Catherine. They never caught fire like Steve and Kayla, so if you put, you know, Matt and Melissa on General Hospital, it could be the same thing. It's just not that Jack-Jennifer thing that, you know, everyone loves. But, you know, hey, I'm so desperate, I'll take anything.
Yeah, and did you guys hear Eric Braeden did resign with Y&R? He took the pay cut.
But he took a pay cut, though, right?
Yeah,
he
only,
into
which he said he wouldn't
first,
do.
Apparently.
Was the big
thing. He's only making $1 million this year.
Oh, boo-hoo. I'm sorry.
How will he survive?
He should take a pay cut.
Well, we have
I'm sorry.
If we're all taking pay cuts.
Because I don't like them to fire the vets, I wish he'd walked away. He's one vet I wouldn't miss.
I'm not that sympathetic, sorry.
I'm not either. Not when he's making $1 billion a year, but wants to bitch and whine to everybody.
Yeah.
And he's not that good an actor.
Yeah, but you know, I think Young and the Restless, they were more desperate to keep him because he has had front burner storylines for a long time, you know, and it's not like with John and Marlena or Stephen Kaler or Tony and Anna when they sort of got back burnered for months and months and months and then, okay, by the way, you're fired. I mean, you know, they kept Victor Newman front and center all the time, so he really would be a glaring loss in the front burner storylines.
Well, it would be like if they'd fired Donna Marlena back in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
That would
yeah.
be a problem. Because the entire show was revolved around them pretty much.
Yes.
I think that all, was all big publicity stunt at first when he had that big article saying that he was quitting and how he was so upset, and then all of a sudden now he's re-signed.
No, I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
No.
I don't think it is on Sony's part. It might be on his.
Yeah. I mean, they let him go, and he had a year to go on his contract, and flat out either the actors need to stand up or the union's got to do something and make the studios fall through in their contracts and not, you know, attempt to fire people every 13 to 26 weeks so they don't take a pay cut after they just signed a contract. I mean,
right. There should be a whole contract. Yeah. Those contracts really don't mean anything with those 13, 26 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you sign a year contract, it should be for a year, no
right.
matter what.
Right.
Right.
Some contracts
yeah, I mean,
have never been for the benefit of the actor. They're for the benefit of the show.
Matt Ashford
the actor
signed a
going off and finding another job.
Matt Ashford had signed a contract, a one-year contract, and he was let go very shortly after the contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that really, it's to the soap's benefit, but to the actor's benefit.
Oh, who's sick?
Someone's sick.
Who's sick?
Me.
I hope you feel better. So, Carly and Bo, we finally got some action on that front.
I liked the hospital scene in a way because it was, I liked her finding out he was the police commissioner and going, what the fuck is that about? Because that was very much unlike, you know, the Bo of 1991 or whatever when he was, I don't remember what he was doing. It was a storyline where he was, He was doing some kind of vigilante thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
a rebel.
Yeah, and so it was so unlike the Beau she knew I liked. And, you know, she has more of a sense of humor than she had in the old days. So I kind of liked that and the sort of teasing that Maggie saw her and was like, I know that face from somewhere, but I have no idea who it was. And I thought that was kind of cute. So, you know, I don't
I
like the way Beau
and
Hope are written, but...
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Bleepity.
Hey, Bleepity.
Hey. Oh, all right, I'm just getting off work.
Anything crazy happen tonight?
Well, not tonight, but Thursday, somebody came in and bought flowers
mm-hmm.
and some roses Thursday morning, and then they went and posed at a house. Like, I work in a ritzy neighborhood. They went over and knocked on the door of a house and broke in, posing as floral delivery men, and they ransacked the house and tied up the grandmother.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a soap opera. Oh, let me tell you where I work. And a couple weeks ago, a lady at works here, cashier, and she works in the deli. Her son came in screaming at her, and they had a fight. He went out, took his pickup truck, and drove over her Volvo three times.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's getting dangerous where I work, and this is a ritzy neighborhood.
Wow.
So,
did they get that robber?
No.
You guys didn't have them on tape or anything?
I think a tape was submitted to the police, but the detail about us selling the flowers to them is not in the papers or anywhere. So I'm giving you information.
Woo-hoo.
But it made all the local news here, all the Detroit TV news channels and everything. They had news crews out there. It's just from the store where the robbery happened.
He didn't, like, charge it or give a check or anything, did he? He paid cash?
That I don't know. That's, well, I understand our loss prevention is involved, but, I mean, they paid for it. But the cashier, I had cashier in the morning, she rang it up, and she asked him, oh, are you getting flowers for your girlfriend or your lady friend? And he just looked at her, wouldn't talk to her. And left, and then she got a creepy feeling about him, and then about two or three hours, the police came in questioning everybody in the store and talked to the manager.
Wow.
So that's our soap opera. And I haven't seen Cheese Man lately, no.
You haven't seen the Cheese Man?
No, and thank goodness he's gone. But anyway, since you're all talking about the soap, I was wondering how everybody feels about Eileen Davidson. I would quit watching if she ever came back. I can't stand her.
There's a rumor that she's getting fired from Young and Restless.
Oh, she is?
That's a rumor.
Uh-huh.
Well, if Eric Braeden isn't going anywhere, they'll probably keep her.
Yeah, I think he'd
I hope
her on
so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Is there any...
I don't want Susan back. I don't want Christian back.
Susan I liked to a point, but I couldn't. I got tired of her. But is there any inside scoop about what Eileen Davidson is like in real life or on the set? Is she a diva or a bitch or any idea?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I haven't really heard anything.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. She just looks like she would be hell on wheels to work with.
I don't know.
No? Oh, well.
I haven't heard anything bad about her.
No? Oh, well, you know, come to think of it, like Soap Opera Digest or some places, once in a while they'd say things like, oh, she's so professional and nice to work with and this and that. And I just wondered if it was true.
Yeah.
No? Oh, well. Well, that's about all I have to ask tonight. unless, you know, Carly, can we get personal about the actors or is that... You know, because like when you post on Sony, you're not allowed to bash the actors in person or personally.
I don't know. It depends on what.
Maybe we better not.
Yeah, I think it might not be a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about her show though. As a topic. Yeah, she let out the information that Nadia Bjorlin and Galen Gehring are going to be on her web show Venice, and yeah, I just think that's a bad idea.
Okay.
I just think they're just awful actors. I'm really shocked. Yeah, I'm really shocked. But the other cast members seem to be really good. I'm sure she's kind of desperate and, you know, asked her coworkers, but there's better people on the show on days that she could have picked.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand her putting her Guiding Light cast members on the show because they're out of work, you know, and
right.
They need the work, mm-hmm. And she's being supportive. But, yeah, it's Nadia and Galen are already so overexposed on days as it is. It's like they don't need the extra work. Give the work to people that, you know, get to some of the fired vets or to, you know, or someone that doesn't have enough screen time, Brian DeTillo or someone like that.
Brian would be a good pick. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, the guy that Galen replaced got a pilot, so at least he's working. But she could have picked somebody else than Galen.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in watching anymore.
Yeah.
I might have checked it out, but...
Yeah.
I think the show's been kind of interesting. With the Nicole stuff. Now, the Carly stuff doesn't really grab me. You know, it's old hat and tired, and I don't want Bo and Carly revisited. I just don't want it. I think most of the fans don't want Bo and Carly.
Yeah, I agree.
Justin and Hope.
What do you guys think about Hope moving into Victor's, into the Kyriakos mansion? To me, that drives me crazy because there was so much bad blood between
Hope
and Victor
up
in the
right.
old days. And then all of a sudden now Victor is inviting her to stay at the mansion and she's speaking and doing, and to me that's just such an obvious setup to get Hope and Justin together.
Setup. Mm-hmm.
And
that
kind of drives me crazy. It's that whole kind of writing with Bo and Hope that's driving me crazy.
And now Carly's going to move in with Bo. He's going to be protecting her and letting her stay there at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the pairings of the people living in the houses, it's production value costs, you know, to have them all shacking up with each other so they don't have all separate apartments. And that's what I thought. The hotel room, like where Dr. Baker died and where, so much has gone on in the last 6 months where Philip and Melanie did the nasty. That motel room was used 6 times. They just changed the wallpaper. Uh-huh. You know, and every week it's somebody else in the same hospital room. You know, they just revolve, you know. I don't even think they change the sheets. 1 week it's Chloe, the next week it's Stefano.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even see why they need a place to show Hope is living. I mean, you never see her except at the Brady Pub.
Right.
Or arguing
were arguing at home with Bo, why does she need to have a place? And
why didn't she go live with her grandma?
She moved into the Bear Mansion as soon as she'd moved into Victor's house.
Where's the most? She should go live with her grandmother, you know, Mrs. H. You would think that's where she'd
go.
Did
they sell that?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Oh, I bet the Horton House is. When's the last time we've seen the Horton House set? I wonder
right.
if it
like
even
Christmas.
Exists anymore.
Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas.
Or the Horton
the
Cabin.
Living room, too.
Where did I read somebody's going to the Horton Cabin?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Horton Cabin, it used to be that it was you needed a motorboat or something to get there, and then all of a sudden people were showing there within 5 minutes after leaving the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
So
I still laugh when Chloe was living there because they have an outdoor shower.
Yeah.
I could see her living there like I could see Anna living there.
Yeah, you think the Hortons could.
Well, Anna would be more interesting than Chloe, though.
That's true. That would be hysterical if it was Anna.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What's next on the list?
Oh, bleepity. We were, in the beginning of the show, I was asking the girls, what's your favorite Halloween costume or Halloween memory?
Oh, well, I've got quite a few because where I used to work, the printing company, we had a Halloween party every year. And I used to DJ it, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a manager of a record store, so I had a ton of records. I mean, I'm not saying I was professional like Howard Stern or anything. You know, I just spun records, really. But we used to get so rowdy that eventually the hall wouldn't ask us back. They wouldn't let us back. Like the guys, some of the printers, they broke the sink off the men's room wall. And the,
oh, my God.
But I was, 1 year I was a cone head.
Oh, that's funny.
And another year I was a blue nun. You know how, like, hey, you have blue nun wine? Well, I got one of those cheap nun outfits, those costumes for like $20, and I painted my face blue. So I was a blue nun, and I carried a basket with a bottle of blue nun wine. And I went around drinking. Oh, I've had a few Halloween parties. How about everybody else?
Wizard of Oz seems to be a popular theme. With
oh, okay.
Party. Oh, are you having a party this year?
No, I'm working. I'm getting up in years, and I just, well, I can't drink anymore. With my medication and arthritis medication, I can't drink. So I have a beer maybe at New Year's. But but in the day, let me tell you, I could hold it with the best of them. I could, yeah. I beer and, yeah, it was my beverage of choice. But I got to think about other Halloweens here. We had quite a few. Oh, there were some good costumes at some of the parties I went to. This guy I worked with, he went as an old man in a sauna. Do you remember these old saunas? They were plastic or fiberglass, and you can open them up and sit in them on a little wooden bench.
Mm-hmm.
They were like sitting in a small closet, and your head stuck out the top. Well, this guy I worked with, he was an old man in a sauna, and he built a harness, so he's wearing the thing walking around. Wearing a bathing suit, and he had a bald cap on his head, and he was an old man in a sauna. And we had a Canadian Mountie.
Ooh.
Where he was a Royal Canadian Mountie. He was actually mounted to an old lady. It was a dummy, you know, attached to his pelvis. He was a Royal Canadian Mountie, and he was mounted, you know, had his dummy of an old lady wrapped around his waist. So...
Speaking of Halloween, next week is Vivian's return, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see
I'm looking forward to that. I saw a picture of her online somewhere wearing a big black hat and being very upset about Lawrence being dead. So we've got good stuff coming.
Yeah.
Vivian's one of my favorites.
Oh, me too. I just love her.
She can't come fast enough because I saw Monday's episode and it was bad.
You saw
the Carly part of it was bad. I mean, she's going to look for Bo, and she figures the way to find him is to get Justin to do it for her. So she goes to the front door of the Kiriakis Mansion and knocks on the door.
What?
Yeah. That's just bad writing right from the get-go. Why should go to Victor where she'd be risking Victor to see her when Victor was one of her big arch-enemies is beyond me.
Which they have a flashback about.
Oh.
She's standing there. And then...
And I know it's
Such you went to both.
Oh, okay.
And she didn't even, I mean, she hasn't seen Justin in years. I just don't see why she has this big connection with Justin now all of a sudden. They're going to have to write some storyline where they, like, met up in Alamania somewhere before she, because it just doesn't make sense.
Was she on at the same time as Justin? I guess so, huh?
You know what would be funny? They should have Hope and Carly fighting over Justin instead of Bo.
Hey, I'd like that.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that. Yeah. I'd like to see Hope and Justin together a little bit.
I do, just for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to see somebody new for a change, just a new couple.
Yeah, put Wally Perth on Venice. The poor guy, he needs some work, you know. The days haven't given him enough.
He's being wasted right now.
Well, I did like the scene with Mia and Chad and Will where he said, okay, if you guys can't be civil and talk like adults, I'm out of here. You know, I'm like, hey, a voice of reason in this teenage, mania. Yeah, he does well with all the scenes he has, but gosh, I wish they'd give him more to do, you know. And I hope that if they do put them together with Hope, they're not going to just throw them together and hope that lightning will strike. Give them some real writing and a real connection together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Oh, I was saying the on Friday that baby Sydney's cracking me up.
Isn't she cute?
Bean filler. Yeah.
Oh,
that's the cutest baby.
Yeah.
I could just eat her up. She's so cute. How did they get such a cute baby on the show?
Well, they pay her.
And Sierra's cute, too.
Because they use twins, right? I wonder if one of the twins is the one who's doing it or if they both do it.
I don't know. The baby just
it's probably a better crier or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of reminding me. Remember? I think it was Endora from Passions, the witch's daughter, and they kept doing subtitles for her. I guess she wasn't talking yet. So I was thinking maybe I should do that with Sydney.
Oh yeah, just the expressions on her face. A caption.
They might as well.
Yeah.
The way the rest of the story is written, why not?
You know, like when she was on the plane with Nicole, and Nicole gets the call from Stefano, and Sydney just looks at her like, "Uh-oh, it's Grandpa."
I still think it's no.
You're in trouble now.
I still think that the fact that she's the most interesting character on the show right now says a lot about the writing.
Oh.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, I just thought that'd be great. They should do subtitles for her, or maybe do like a Look Who's Talking, and so we all know what Sydney's thinking.
Yeah. Can you imagine what she's thinking? That would be good.
I really wish I had my pacifier right now.
Yeah. I really wish I could throw it at somebody.
Yeah, I knew my diaper changed. Who's going to do it for me?
Does anybody think that Victor is writing some of his own lines or ad-libs? Do you think the
He might be out
Maybe.
Living.
I mean, one time when Kate, he rang the bell. He was at the Demira Mansion and he rang the bell and Kate answered and he goes, "Oh, Kate, you know, you got to get the dosage right next time." He goes, "Oi!" I don't know if anybody heard the "Oi," but I heard it and I was laughing my head off.
That's funny.
For Victor to say "Oi."
Not giving Kate away at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious, too.
I woke up for that.
That was pretty good.
That whole wedding was good.
That was good.
I was so bummed it got such low ratings.
Yeah, they should have had Vivian crash the wedding. That would have been a great way to bring it back to the show.
Oh, yeah, with Kate and Stefano?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of poor planning there. They should have waited for the wedding then.
Yeah.
Oh, she's coming to get Carly, though.
Beatrice said subtitles for Baby Sydney would be over the top. I have to disagree on that one. I think it's brilliant.
They don't pay any attention to history. They don't pay any attention to anybody's past.
Oh, heck no.
They just move people around however they feel like. I mean, what's the difference?
Oh, they're saying they might even make Vivian Phillips' mother.
Yeah.
You know, she was already...
Yeah.
She was already 60 years old when she gave birth to him.
Well,
that would be
an
interesting switch. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would give Phillips
something
to do.
I'm thinking they might, yeah. Like, Vivian might mess with the, like, being, you know, get Phillips
believing. Then what's the point of having Kate marry Stefano after he tried to murder Phillips? If they do that.
Oh, I think eventually it'll be Kate, but I think Vivian's going to mess with Kate that way, I think.
Well, I hope they get messed with each other. I don't want to see her just stuck with Carly.
Right.
Oh, you know Vivian and Kate will
a good
have
actress,
showdown. They've got to.
Oh, they're going to have some showdown.
The story really sucks.
I think there's going to be something between, like, you know, with Vivian and Kate and Victor and Stefano. Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be must-see TV. You gotta watch that.
Oh. Uh-huh. So if it's done right, they could have a good storyline for those four.
If it's done right. I can't even tell you the number of Shane and Kim fans who they watch that Demira Kiriakis feud and just cringed.
That's over with.
Feud like that for years, and what they got was so terrible. They just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that would have been great, and all we got was Dead Tony and Stefano Shaw.
Yep.
Tony
Dead for
Phillips
nothing.
Tony Dead, Phillips, Phillips shot, and Stephanie got kidnapped, and blah, blah, blah. It was boring.
And then we made up.
La, la, la.
Yeah, made up.
Yeah, nobody died except Tony.
Except for
nothing
Tony.
Really happened to anybody.
Well, they should have kept Owen. He was interesting.
When they started doing it was like, what's the point of this? You're not going to kill anybody off. So,
right.
They're two crime families. They murder people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, gang, I'm getting ready to turn in my driveway, so I'm going to call it a night.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye night.
We'll see you later. Bye bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, we got 2 minutes to go. Anybody have any parting comments? Anything we didn't talk about?
I don't think so. We're talking about
covered
Halloween.
Everything. Looking forward to Vivian next week.
I'm looking forward to Vivian.
Did I see that Vivian has a new partner in crime, but it's not going to be Yvonne. It's going to be somebody called Gus.
I want Yvonne back.
But it's not Yvonne. It's going to be somebody else. His name is Gus.
They got married when they left.
I thought they did, too.
Didn't they? I wasn't watching, so I just
heard
that.
Yeah,
she ran off with him, but I don't remember.
She ran off with him, and
Well, he won the lottery or something.
But she's coming back with somebody.
But she was rich, too, so I don't know that it matters.
Yeah.
I guess that made him equal or something.
Yeah,
I'm glad that he's coming back because half the fun was her playing off of him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, and knowing Luis Sorrell, she can play off anybody and make it fun. But hopefully he's not a Dr. Wolf or something.
Yeah, I do miss Rolf though. Bart.
No, I do.
Rolf, like I miss Bart.
Yeah.
The Demira henchmen were always fun.
Yes, they were.
They're all fun.
Even what's her face? What was her name from Delia? She was interesting.
Delia.
Delia was great.
Oh, it's a shame. Some people are saying they're having trouble with the audio. That's a bummer. I wonder what happened with that. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I was hearing a lot of static.
Yeah, I was hearing that too.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Hopefully, they'll fix it, but in 2 weeks. If we do our show in 2 weeks. But thank you for calling in tonight. Another great show. I appreciate it. So I hope you guys get all the candy you want. And hope your coughing gets better.
Thank you.
You can all keep your sicknesses.
Yes.
I don't want them.
Yeah, it's a good thing we're on the phone.
Well, that's what being around 26 kids all day does to you.
Yes.
And catch something or other.
Okay. She's
okay,
over.
Guys.
Bye,
okay.
Guys.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.